Congratulations on getting your license, and we're very happy that you are joining us. And we meet here every Tuesday, except for the second Tuesday of the month. That's when we have our meeting, but every Tuesday at 8 p.m. So please join us. And again, congratulations on getting your license. Okay, Doug Carroll, 88MS, standby Dan. This is an 8VLC.
VLC, 88MS. Well, first off, Wyatt, this is the first time I've been on the Lapeer Net also, and you're doing a great job. Just keep up the work, man. That's huge. We're from Carroll. There's three of us here tonight from Carroll. Just wanted to, hear from Vicki and Michael tonight. We're running a Simplex net on 146.460. That's on Tuesday night, starting at 7. And it was really good to hear both Vicki and Michael wire tonight. They added the wire numbers. We're also running another net. It's a round table net. It's on the Carroll repeater, one of the Carroll repeaters, 146.820. And that's run at 7 o'clock Wednesdays and Fridays. And then the last net that we have weekly for the club net for Carroll is Monday nights at 7:30 on the Carroll 146.660. So, everybody's invited. And, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Brentwood, we have our monthly club meeting for Carroll. And any and all are invited. You want to come up and see what we're all about, we'll be there. Typically, people will show up early, get a bite to eat. We're in the front conference room. I'll take a moment. We're in the front conference room of the Brentwood, and the meeting starts at 7, and folks show up as early as 6, and more about that later, perhaps. Anyway, the first time in here on this net, and good hearing everybody. And VLC, 88MS.
Hey, Doug, thanks very much for all that information. And you guys are more than welcome to join us at our meeting next Tuesday as well. We meet at the Cypress Building on Emily City Road, and you can find out everything you need to know at w8lap.com, and I would love to see you guys. Of course, we may see you guys tomorrow night. You never know. So, all right, Dan, you're up next. Stand by Mel, 88HY and 8VLC.
All right, very good, Vicki. Thank you. This is Alpha Delta 8 Hotel Yankee, and my name is Dan, and I'm actually east of Carroll. I'm over by Deford, and So I used to work in Lapeer. I worked in Lapeer for about 4 years. I worked at a couple of factories down there and helped them out until I got a job a lot closer to home. Now, as far as radios go, tomorrow night we're having our meeting, and I've built a new radio. I've been building radios for a little while now. This is radio number, I forget now, 5 or 6 for me. I should say assembled radios. Now, I have built radios from scratch, but mostly assembled radios. The one that I'm going to be displaying is a QRP radio. It's a low power radio. It's a QRP radio, and I built an amplifier for it also, and power supply. The power supply is a set of batteries that I have put together, and they're powered by a solar panel, and I'm hoping to get all this ready for field day, and I just got to work out a few antenna issues. But anyway, I'll have them all on display for everybody to play with tomorrow night. This is Alpha Delta 8 Hotel Yankee, back to net control.
Wow, Dan, thanks for that. Yeah, I'd be really interested in seeing what you've got, you know, what you're going to be putting together for field day. We're going to be actually next week, a bunch of us are going to get together and start planning out our field day plans, and really looking forward to it. Winter field day, for us, it was, you know, it was just way too cold, and we started reading the manuals for our radios, and it says, do not operate under 18 degrees. Well, it was already minus 18 out there, so we were working in quite a deficit, and nobody wanted their equipment to start malfunctioning and quitting and computers blowing up and whatever. So winter field day was non-existent for Lapeer. So anyways, we'll get back with you, Dan. Okay, up next, Mel. Stand by, Terry, W8LOV and ABLC.
This is W8LOV, and I've just been trying to survive the cold here, trying to not go outside and not go to the grocery store, so I've been cooking out of the pantry and laying low here at home.
Well, I am interested to hear how your Christmas dinner went over the weekend. How did that mac and cheese go? Anyway, all right, up next, Terry, stand by Jim, KEHSCX, and 8CLC.